call this meeting to order. Start by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. If you do speak, would you speak up clearly so the recorder would get you on it and say your name before you speak? Has everyone signed the sign-in sheet? Okay. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the March 2nd, 2026 council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I can make a motion that we approve it, but we need there's a correction in the under Chris Navani's where it says from. Is it from? The sewer department is still waiting for a new discharge permit from
Montana DEQ.
Yeah, thank you. Then I make a motion to approve as amended.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 2nd, 2026 City Council meeting as amended. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. So I would ask, is there a motion to, for informal consideration on any or all agenda items remaining?
And Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion for informal consideration of all the remaining agenda items.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to have informal consideration on all remaining agenda items. Is there further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay. Next item on the agenda is bulk water purchase. Is Mr. Elling on the phone? Okay. Mr. Elling, if you would present what your proposal is on the bulk water sales, please, to the council.
Yeah, this is actually Kenny Shirley. I work for Kevin Helling.
Okay.
And so we have a bridge project there in Big Timber this summer for the MDT. We're going to be working on the bridge over the interstate on the main Boulder Road. And I'm asking the town if we can purchase water for that project. So what we're looking for is, so this project's going to be done in two phases, and each phase is going to be the same. So the first 5 days, we're going to use about 25,000 gallons of water a day. And then the next 5 days, we're going to use about 5,000 gallons a day. And then that'll be the same for each phase, and then that would be it.
Okay, does the council have any questions for Mr. Shirley? No questions?
No. We have a policy.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the water sales to, what is
LNG
Construction.
LNG.
LNG Construction for the sales of water.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the bulk water sales to LNG Construction. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion is carried 3-1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Bye.
Okay, Mr. Freed, you're up next.
Just in time. Aaron Freed, representing the chamber. We are requesting a closure of 2nd and 3rd Avenue between Anderson and Hooper for the Sweetgrass Fest 2026. And we'll be requesting the closure of McLeod Street through the state.
Okay.
What are those dates?
26 and 27 June from 5 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Any other question, any questions from the council? Any questions from the public on this?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the street closure request for Sweetgrass Fest.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the street closure request for Sweetgrass Fest. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Okay, Mr. Smart, you're up next. Wait a minute.
He said he's sick, so. Okay, well, I'm here representing the Legion and the Lions Club regarding the 250th celebration. And for the celebration, we are asking for the street closure from McLeod to Anderson on 3rd Avenue, and then 2nd and 3rd of Anderson. So it would be the little L around the Legion is what we're asking for. And the reason for that is for the celebration, for people to be able to have their...
Well, we think we're going to do a parade and have the activities. And stuff.
Yeah, for the activities and the parade that we are talking about doing. It's not going to be a huge parade. It's just going to be a little
walking
parade, not a car parade or anything like that. So
is that on the 4th of July?
Yes, it would be on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Did you guys have a time? What are you thinking?
I think if we closed it in, well, maybe morning, because
probably we have to close it in the morning so we get people not parking on the street. Yeah. And through the evening till the next morning.
So like 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. or
probably
something.
Let's go with that. Yep.
Okay.
So what's the plan for the fireworks?
Well, the fireworks, were the second request is regarding the city lot where the old city hall is. We're asking...
if there's nothing there.
If there's nothing there at the time. I don't know how quickly it's going to get demolished or whatever, but we were thinking that that would be a great location to have the fireworks displayed, or the fireworks shot off at that point in time. So that would be the other reason to close off... East 3rd between McLeod and Anderson Street. So, I guess my other request would be if you do allow us to use the city lot for fireworks, is that what insurance, besides the fireworks insurance, would it be the $1 million insurance as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Because right now, with the Lions Club, we have a $3 million, that's what their policies are, a $3 million ones, so obviously we'll just stay with that, so if that works.
As long as Bert name does so.
And your name will, they said that they will put your name on the policy as well as our city, town Lions
Great.
Club. Yep.
Is that sufficient?
Yeah. We are still working on fireworks insurance at this point in time. We're getting a couple of different bids, one from the Lions Club and then one from...
We have our people who have fireworks, but we're
Village,
on the
yeah.
insurance and the only thing left.
Yeah, we have money for fireworks and we have people to help us do a nice little show. So we just have to find the insurance policy. So, yeah, that's what our request is to East 3rd between McLeod and Anderson, and then Anderson between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. So, just so people can mingle and sit and enjoy the afternoon.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything else?
Any questions from the council?
So I guess it was kind of two. I mean, you can put it in two different motions, I guess. One would be the city lot, yes or no, or and then the closure of the two streets on Fourth Avenue.
Yeah, there's one item on the agenda, so.
Okay.
We should be able to approve it all.
Perfect.
Any questions or comments from the public? Okay.
I think more. My only concern would be public safety with the firework launch. Do we have like a, is there going to be a barrier set up to keep people away from the launch area and all that stuff?
It would be if, especially if it's in the city lot,
yeah.
nobody
yeah.
would be allowed in there except for the ones setting that off.
I mean, that's there would be no parking or anything in the city lot.
Nothing like
so
that would happen there. The only thing that is just for them to be able to launch them from there.
Because you've set them off before at the Christmas parade or...
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was on the street.
And that was
correct.
On the street, so it's
yep.
actually better because it's you can actually coordinate
so
that whole
yeah,
lot.
Right. Yeah, we'll be able to barricade or not string it off. We've got... cones and all that kind of stuff that we can string off that corner.
And then obviously clean up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. There won't be any clean up. It'll all burn, doesn't it?
Like, wind will blow it away.
wind will blow it in the Agnew's lot. You don't have to worry
yeah.
about it.
For the budget conscience, I recommended the building was still there. They just aim the fireworks.
Well, I was going to say, the size of the ordinance is, we may not have to demo that building.
Your savings, right?
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion to approve the street closure request and use of city lot for fireworks for the 250th celebration.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the street closure request and the use of the city hall lot for fireworks for the 250th celebration on July 4th. Any further discussion from the council?
One small item.
Yes.
What if we're in a certain construction time or something with the city building?
I think
we have to.
Usually shoot fireworks off at night, so I don't think they'll be working at night.
It's not.
Well, foundations,
working.
Equipment.
Depends
out there,
what's out there.
Like
you know, if we're cutting.
We take
or,
that into consideration.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. If you guys are moving along.
If there's something that's happening and that's not safe, obviously we wouldn't do it. But
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I just don't want to end up with a conflict down
right.
the road. Okay, we're moving along, and then oh, but we have this event. You know, I just don't want there to be a conflict with it.
That's good.
Whether or not, it's fine.
Okay,
unless you have that caveat.
I mean, our first choice was obviously the city hall. We can pursue other options in case something like this does happen. So, yeah, we definitely will.
Does the council want to amend the motion?
Sure.
It sounds like there's an understanding here that if there's conflict, it's not going to be used.
Yeah. We can do it that way. So I'll make a motion to approve the request with the caveat that if the city is within a certain building structure at that time that would prevent it, that that's just made known. I don't know what else you announce that. I mean, because if we had
a motion on the floor.
There was, yeah, she made a motion already, and I seconded it.
Yeah.
Do we have to amend it? Or is the understanding already there?
Well, it depends on the council. If you want to amend it, then yes.
Well, we know where they live, so.
That's right.
I guess my concern was more like if we were digging big ditches out there and stuff in prep work, that might not be a great...
The lot will probably have to be fenced off at that point.
Yes.
I would think so, for construction.
Yeah.
So I think we're okay.
If it's available?
Yes. That's what she said.
There you go.
So amend it to as long as it's available?
If it's available. And I'll second that.
Do you want me to say it?
Yes, you do.
Amend my motion to say street closure request and use of city lot for fireworks for the 250th celebration as long as the city lot is available.
And I will second that motion.
Okay, now it's been moved and seconded to approve the street closure request and use of city hall lot for fireworks if it is available. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried.
Now you can go home. Get away from us.
You sure will.
Next item is the land value for the title company on the land swap. I'm going to turn this over to Jim and let him explain what's going on.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I contacted Sweetgrass Title Company about title insurance for both Ms. Kramer as well as the city in our proposed land exchange. There's probably two reasons for the question that I got back from the title company. One is they would like a value for the land, and that would be the limit of their insurance that they would issue. And then also the title insurance, the cost is dependent on the value of the property itself. I had suggested to the mayor that $75,000 for each 6.1 acre lot might be appropriate. The property that we're conveying or proposing to convey to Ms. Kramer is landlocked. It doesn't have legal access, but it is on the river or close to it. I believe the council is familiar with the location of that property. And then the property that we would exchange into from Ms. Kramer is fairly steep and, I mean, is adjacent to the existing water tank. So I had suggested $75,000. My understanding is that Ms. Kramer agreed to that. Isn't that right, Mayor? Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to bring this in front of the council for the council's approval.
So it'd be like price, basically?
Yeah. And we're doing, the exchange is acre for acre. And you know, Ms. Kramer's owned that property, I think, for quite some time, as well as the city. The chances of there being a legal issue with the ownership, I think, is very small. In fact, you rarely see people making a claim on their title insurance policy, but nevertheless, I wanted you to be aware of that. So the title company, the limit would be $75,000 to the or from the title company.
Okay.
Any questions or comments from the council? What about from the public?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion then to approve the land value for the title company. What, $75,000?
Yes.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the land value for the property exchange with Ms. Kramer at $75,000. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. And the next item, Jim, is the land survey for that second water site.
And I think members of the council received a copy, or there is a 11 by 13 in front of you. I believe the reason to bring this in front of the council is that the mayor would have to sign this on behalf of the city before it could be recorded. And so we had, I'm sure as the council is aware, we had hired a surveyor out of Columbus to do the work. And at this point, it's ready. I believe it's in its, well, it is in its final form, and upon execution by the parties, it would be filed with the clerk and recorder's office. So unless there are any questions, that would be all I would have. Obviously, you can see where the existing water tank is located. It's that little 1 acre site in the northeast corner of the tract. There would not need to be an easement. The city wouldn't need an easement to the property because the property line runs for maybe even the length of the northwest side of that quadrangle, runs it along the right of way for the road to the airport. So we would have legal access all along that road.
Any questions from the council? Does the public have any questions about this land survey for the second water tank?
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the land survey for the second water tank site.
Second. Give it to me.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the land survey for the second water tank site. Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay. Harry, you're up next with the RFQ for Architectural Engineering Services.
All right. As per our City of Big Timber procurement policy, it says that we can just do a request for qualifications instead of a bidding process for that. So I think Hope got this kind of from what the county had done for theirs. We just have to decide how, like, when we want them and how long we're going to review them for.
We have statutory authority for that as well.
Yeah. So, what do we think? like 3 weeks from when we publish it in the paper.
Is it just going in the newspaper?
I think we just put it in our in the Pioneer.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could advertise it for 2 weeks. And I don't know, it depends how long you want to.
Is there a minimum for that?
Advertise for 2 weeks, but then give an additional week or two or something for a response.
To respond.
So put it in the paper on Thursday and say 4 weeks from that.
The 19th, right?
The 19th is Thursday, yeah.
26th. So we do the 2nd, 3rd.
So it'd be like April 16th. That sound right? April 16th.
Oh, you want to give them that long?
Oh.
That's up to you, Chris.
So we don't want to, we don't think we want to post this outside of LinkedIn.
It's up to the council.
So the 9th would be there for 2 weeks.
On the 9th would be? Oh,
if it goes out, if it goes out this Thursday, the 19th, and then also on the 26th, that would give you the 2nd. Oh, you're right, the 16th. So it'd be two. You want, yeah, 2 full weeks to respond.
Yeah. So what's the reach of the Pioneer? Basically, if we post it here.
Yeah,
Livingston,
pretty much.
What, Livingston, maybe, or they get.
I can't hear
you. Would Livingston have any? I mean, but who's going to see this ad for a request besides Big Timber?
What did this county do?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, we could put it on Livingston, too.
I would imagine that they put it out on, what do they call that, several builders. No, Chris did that with the bids for the street projects. There must be some kind of a contractor's site that where you can list those things. But
yeah, I think you'd want to at least go to maybe Bozeman to Billings area. Open your pool a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, services.
So the Pioneer and whatever other kind of.
What was the? Where did we advertise the demolition at?
We did it in Yellowstone County News.
Do we just want to do that in the Pioneer and Yellowstone County News?
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Mike?
That those bids came from
Wyoming.
West and East, so that might be a good
just so we're getting a pool of the surrounding area.
Okay.
Yellowstone County News is a lot less expensive than advertising in like the Bozeman and Billings papers.
Okay.
And it's specifically for those kinds of things.
Okay. And then do we have to put in there the final selection is anticipated by? Is that what the county had in theirs?
They had just a date so that people would know when they could expect to be hearing back.
So 16.
What's our dates for? Hmm? What's our dates in April for
Meetings.
So
it'll be the 6th and the 20th.
Yeah. 6th and the 20th. Mm-hmm. So if we don't get these back until the 16th.
Mm-hmm. The May 4th would be the next meeting.
Well, we can discuss it on the 20th.
We could have.
Anyone?
We could give it just till the 9th. I That gives them 2 weeks after your last advertisement.
Okay.
And then you could.
Yeah, that's what I was looking. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Well, that's still
2 weeks. Yeah.
And then
that's
she's
plenty.
20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My question is, what are we going to be giving them when they call and say, okay, I want to bid on this?
It's just a request for the qualifications. They are qualified to do the project.
But the county had some sort of packet that they were giving them.
I will get with the county and figure that out.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be good.
Okay.
Because if it's going in the paper this Thursday, I need to be prepared.
All right. I will talk to the county tomorrow.
Okay. That would be great. And then I assume I could take out this part of a selection committee, that it will be the council that chooses. Okay.
Motion to approve our request for qualifications for architectural engineering services for the City Hall building as amended.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request for qualifications for architectural engineering services for the City Hall building. Any further discussion?
I just want to make sure it was as amended.
As amended, yes. Thank you, Jeff. Any public comment? Mr. Freed.
Mr. Mayor, if you're so inclined, I could provide the RFQ to the Chambers of Commerce directors in my network, and they could distribute it to me.
As well.
If you want. Yeah, okay.
Well, my hand up was about 100 to go through.
I have a question. Are you sure you can get it in this Thursday's thing? Because I thought you had to have everything in on Mondays now.
No, Tuesday.
Okay. Well, the last things I did, she made me have it in on a Monday. That's why I asked.
Any other public comment? Anything else from the council? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay, Mr. Lippert.
Yes, thank you, Mayor.
Up to you.
So, I believe the council received copies of the objections to claim number 43BJ29393. That claim is the primary claim for our municipal water. There's probably no question that, well, the maximum flow rate on that claim was 125 CFS out of the Boulder River. City of Big Timber, I'm sure, maybe took 5, maybe 10, maybe 1 or 2 more at the maximum. But the fact is that this is the claim that the city uses to water the city, provide water to the community. And so obviously it's a very important claim. And to that end, what I did was contacted an attorney that I've had some experience with Her name was Colleen Coyle. She has her own firm out of Bozeman. Colleen was for 14 years a senior, what's the term? I've got her. Yeah, 14 years senior water master for the water court itself. So she's got oodles of experience with respect to water rights, and that's what she does in her private practice now. I contacted her late last week on Thursday. She was flying out and was going to have her office check and make sure that she... They didn't have any conflicts. Her office didn't have any conflicts with the city. She indicated that she had a client or two on Sweetgrass Creek, so I don't anticipate that there would be a conflict. I don't know what her rate is. Obviously, I guess what I would suggest is that at our next council meeting, she appear by phone. If the council wants to discuss this, question her about that, about representing the city. There are any number of water rights attorneys in Bozeman, but she's the one that I've had contact with. Given her experience with the water court, I don't question her ability to represent the city well. But if the council would like, I can contact other attorneys as well, and council can make a decision.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Wolver.
Jim, can you kind of go over this a little bit for me, just to kind of clarify what is this? They're trying to cut off our water access? Is that what this basically is about?
Well,
this is the United States Department of Interior doing this?
The Bureau of Reclamation.
Okay.
They're not trying to, what they're doing is making the city defend the claim, okay? And it would be up to the water court to determine, or if the parties were to agree, at some point before it went to trial, that the claim would be amended as part of a plea agreement or an agreement between the parties, okay? They're not trying to shut off our water. They're going to make the city prove its use, its need, the historical use, which, as I indicated, I believe would be quite a bit less than what the claim is.
So they're throwing stuff at the wall to see what we're going to defend?
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's more than that, but yeah.
They're just trying to figure out how much they can take away from the
draw. Well, certainly Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is,
right?
For their in-stream preservation.
So they just kind of go down the line and make everybody defend what they're taking.
Sure.
And
sure.
Glean what they can out of it.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Government work.
So this is merely a discussion informing and just say, hey, you have an attorney that can help us make this defense, and that discussion as to whether or not we will hire that person is down the road yet.
Correct.
So we could end up spending quite a sum of money here just to make sure we have water.
Yeah, it's possible.
Wow, government.
And as these say, there's two notices of objection and a request for hearing. at the top. And I mean, as Jim said, the original water right was more than the city would ever use. But I feel that we need an attorney that is, that knows the water court system and how to handle this. Maybe we could lease those water rights to the Montana Department of Fish and Game for whatever new city hall costs. I'm just kidding. there should be avenues that we could negotiate during the hearing process and reach a consent agreement of some sort. They're not going to shut off all the water.
No.
Yeah, right. It's like obvious why we need the water. It seems like ridiculous, but anyway.
So it's little government against bigger government.
Well, we obviously need a dedicated council person for this, so I would move forward.
This is just discussion.
Just discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that she would come in and address us on what she would actually be doing and her kind of
plan.
Yeah,
I think probably initially by phone rather than driving over. But, if I would leave that up to her, I guess.
Okay.
If she wanted to come over.
Does the public have any comments on this?
Too much, but
yeah. Well, I'll be completely honest. I wonder if our bulk water sales has triggered something here.
Someone complained, possibly. But we haven't exceeded our water rate, so.
No.
I mean,
not by any means.
Like last year, we were less, even with the water sales.
Our current water usage is about half of what it was 25 years ago because of improvements to the system, from what I understand.
And the meters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the cost, too. The cost to the public. I mean,
that's true.
A lot of people that don't use it because it costs too much. But what is the dates on this hearing? Have we been given that?
No.
No.
There's no date. I don't practice in the water court on a regular basis, and it's been years since I did, but they would give the parties time to discuss, if you will, try and reach a resolution before a hearing date would be set.
Yeah, I was just asking if this was crucial to get this lady on board with us right away, or?
No, we've got time.
Okay. Well, I think we might as well have a discussion.
I mean if what you're saying, if what he's saying is true, we're using 50% of what we can do a reduction of 25% and be fine. I mean, we can give them, throw out some kind of carrot to them, and maybe we wouldn't even, could avoid court that way. 10% reduction, whatever.
I wouldn't give away any more than
it's 10%.
You ain't getting it back.
No.
Once you give it away, you ain't getting it back. So you don't give anything up.
Now, does that, we also have to think about if there ever is a West End development, what kind of water usage would that include as well? So, to your point, we don't want to give too much away.
In that respect, Leonard, we do have a water reservation for half a CFS, and I did, just looking at our past use, and if it, and this is just very rough, but I figured if the West End were fully built out and populated, we might have another 25% population. And I roughly figured that that increased use would be maybe a quarter of a CFS or three tenths,
okay,
something like that.
So small.
But I mean, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. But the council should be aware that we do have a water reservation as well that we can perfect if we need to.
And that's lingo that I don't understand. Reservations, claims, perfecting.
Too bad it's not reservoir instead of reservation. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Well, Mayor, water reservation was essentially the city saying we want to set half a CFS aside to meet our future needs. And so it can't be appropriated by another party, but the city at some point could perfect it by proving to the Department of Natural Resources that we have a need of it, a need for it.
Okay. Any other public comment? Council?
I would say not to give anything away if you can. I mean, maybe this attorney could assist to leave it as is, especially, and then use the advantage to the West End buildup of one of the reasons why it doesn't need to be because of the expansion.
It would just be, you know, some kind of estimation on what those attorney fees,
right,
would be. You know, it could be quite high. Who knows?
It might be, but...
Yeah, but it might be worth it, too. I don't
that's
know.
That's right. How else can... She might be able to do it without ever really going to court, either, Dan.
Okay. So does the council want Jim to get a hold of Ms. Coyle and set up a meeting?
I think, well, that's obvious next step, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess the question would be if the council wanted me to contact another one or two other attorneys. I can do that as well.
Sounds like you got the right person to me.
You don't need a request for qualification, huh? She sounded like the right one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going away. We've got to do something about it.
Right. I'll try and make arrangements so that she can appear either in person or by phone at our next council meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Claims for the second half of February.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the claims for the second half of February 2026.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the claims for the second half of February 2026. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Any public comment on anything that was not on the agenda? Any public comment? One more time. Okay. Council concerns.
I just wanted to make the council aware that Greg is voluntarily putting together a project description so that we can hand the plans out at the what we have to get pricing, so that every contractor that we send it to has a description to go along with, you know, so he knows everything that's involved in the building of the project, just to kind of even out the, you know, just so everybody knows what they're bidding, apples to apples that way.
Okay.
Because a lot of people just leave, oh, I didn't include that because I, yeah, you know, that type of thing. So he's going to, yeah, he's going to try to alleviate that. So he's putting that together for us.
Okay. That'd be good. Any other council concerns? Anything? Okay. Well, there's only one thing left.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second that.
Then moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned.
That could be one motion that's never been argued.
That's